This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, the Jesus diet. Dear friends, there are basically two kinds of diets, the ones that work and, well, the ones that don't. Diets that don't work are called fad diets. You see, they promise fast results with little effort, and a plague of them show up every springtime, promising to make you a slim sensation by summer. Results, if any, are almost always temporary, and pretty soon you're right back where you started from. Diets that work promise gradual results with considerable commitment over a lifetime. Their premise is not to lose anything, but to gain good nutrition based on an acceptance of healthy choices. The objective is not to transform chubby couch potatoes into skinny couch potatoes. Their objective is to transform unhealthy bodies into healthy ones. And to get there, you must put your good nutrition to work. That means having the discipline to faithfully follow up with an appropriately rigorous program of exercise. Well, this week's gospel is promoting the Jesus diet. You see, it's all about healthy choices, making a lifetime commitment that guarantees results. That's because it comes with a personal trainer. Jesus is with us every step of the way, feeding us, leading us, getting us in shape for eternity. In this week's gospel, it's the day after Jesus multiplied the loaves and the fishes. And the crowd thinks they've caught the gravy train and they don't want this party to end. And so after some probing, they put in their order. Give us a sign to believe in you. How about a regular diet of manna raining from heaven? Well, Jesus seizes on their opening to explain who he is and why he's here. He says, I'm the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. To the disappointment of the idlers, Jesus isn't promising an endless buffet of material goodies. He's offering himself as the spiritual food that will fill our deepest needs. Previously in John's gospel, Jesus has been referred to as the Word made flesh. But the metaphor used in this gospel calls for an even more intimate relationship with Jesus. We're not only to follow Jesus as the Word of God, we're to consume him as the bread of life. He wants to become part of us, to shape us to his purpose, to live in all that we do. Jesus is the bread of life, the manifestation of God's love in human form, the vessel of redeeming grace. You see, in Christ, we're not separate individuals experiencing something that's strictly private and unique to us. The bread of life is not an individual a la carte offering we get to order prepared to suit our individual tastes. It's a common feast that unites us. We're fed and fueled by the same bread, the same faith. That's what makes us church, no matter what our sectarian or doctrinal differences. We're not Christians simply because we call ourselves Christians. We're Christians because we're baptized into grace, nourished and strengthened, body and soul, fully committed, fully absorbed in the love of Christ. And in that context, we start each day, we live each day, we end each day. The Father didn't send us Jesus, the bread of life, to work wonders, to preach and to teach, and to die for our sins, also that we become spiritual freeloaders. Yes, grace is a free gift from God, but it's unlike any other gift we've ever received. It has a transformational purpose. In his grace, we're here to do God's work in the world. We're here to share the bread of life with a world that's stuffed with sin and starving for love. I know it's a tall order, but we have a personal trainer to show us the way. My friends, stay close to Jesus. He'll help you make healthy choices. Keep pace with him in prayer and scripture. Work out with him in ministries of worship, outreach, and fellowship. Get on the Jesus diet. It's not about losing. It's about gaining. Gaining serenity, purpose, and direction in this life. Gaining the joy of eternal salvation in the next. This has been Father David Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.